It's managing those what ifs, the worst case scenarios. And if you do have a husband and wife and they're both breadwinners, they're both earning an income, we do have to look at the situation of what if something happened to one of you? How does that change things financially within that household? How does it impact the kids? And that's where life insurance can be that tool to help set the other free from the financial burden.
Life insurance, who needs it and why? I'm Becky Kaiser, Hays Post and Eagle Radio News reporter, and we'll find out the answers with Brian Weimer from IPI Financial Services in Hays on this episode of the Hays Post podcast. Well, our focus today is going to be life insurance, and you have been in this industry and with IPI Financial Services for quite a while, and we were talking a little bit ago about, it may be surprising, you know, you hear the words life insurance, and a lot of people, their eyes just glaze over, but it's something that can be really important to individuals and families, and interestingly enough, the whole industry has changed quite a bit since you've been doing this. So tell us, first of all, let's just start with a little bit of why would somebody decide they need to get life insurance? What's the reason behind it?
Yeah, great question. And it's one I deal with a lot with clients. Life insurance isn't, I always joke with my clients or prospects that I'm meeting with, that life insurance isn't the thing that you woke up wanting to talk about that day. A lot of times, unfortunately, it might be a life event with a family member or friend that triggers the thought of I need to review life insurance or I need to look into life insurance. And unfortunately, that a lot of times is what happens, and that's when people come in to our office or start to inquire about it. So life insurance is a very important financial piece to the puzzle that we try to help put together. I always reference it as kind of the foundation of a financial plan, if you will, because with life insurance, it can be life-changing if it's in place and the right amount is maintained if something unfortunate were to happen to a loved one or a family member. So life insurance is just that foundation. It's been around a long time.
How long would you say? Do you know?
Oh, hundreds of years.
Oh, really?
Hundreds of years, yeah.
Interesting.
So it's a very important thing that... one of the most challenging parts of our job is getting people to understand the importance of it, because it's easy to think that nothing's ever going to happen, right, to us or to you. And so life insurance, the biggest benefit of it in a lot of cases comes from the unfortunate event of death. And a lot of people, you just don't want to think about those.
Sure, that's human nature.
Yeah. So that's part of the challenge, is getting people to think through the what ifs, and knowing that if we have life insurance in place, that those what ifs, if they do come to fruition, that for the survivors, that transition can be a lot easier financially.
And you make me think of, we started the conversation talking about individuals. I'm an individual without family members, but obviously a family, it seems like it might be even more important. And that's probably a conversation that needs to happen when kids are young or you're starting to plan on having a family, because if you have one or two breadwinners and then all of a sudden they're gone, that really, you know, that alters and changes your life plan, and you didn't get a choice. This way you kind of manage it a little bit.
Correct. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's managing those what ifs, the worst case scenarios. And if you do have a husband and wife and they're both breadwinners, they're both earning an income, we do have to look at the situation of what if something happened to one of you? How does that change things financially within that household? How does it impact the kids? And that's where life insurance can be that tool to help set the other free from the financial burden. We can never, the emotional burden and the financial burden of a lost one are completely different. Mm. And if we can help with the financial loss, that helps ease some of the loss of the loved one, because you don't have to worry about financially, how is this going to work? And that's how we try to paint that picture of, as tough as it is, let's think through the what ifs of if this situation did occur. But nobody wants to think about it.
True. Nobody wants to think about it. Human nature, but planning ahead. And then you have that ability to maybe relax a little bit and know that you've done the right thing and, you know, that the future's taken care of. What are some of the instances, Brian, that life insurance, so we're talking about money that you've paid out that's going to come back to you under certain circumstances. How can it help you?
Mm-hmm. Great question. So a lot of times the questions that clients have for me are, why do I need life insurance, or how much life insurance do we need? And that question is different for everybody, right? Because there's different needs for life insurance. If you have a young family with young kids, and you might have some debts, a mortgage, car payments, could be student loans, could be credit card debts. Life is expensive, right? Life is expensive. We're seeing that today. And if something were to happen and we lose an income, we somehow want to replace that income. And that's where life insurance can be that tool. So life insurance can be used to eliminate debts. It can be used to replace income of a loved one. And when we talk about replacing income, it might not have to be for 20 years worth of income. It might only be for 3 to 5 years worth of income, or 7 years of income. And those are conversations that we have to help families determine, how much coverage do I need?
You can help guide them and maybe think about things they hadn't thought about yet.
Right.
Do you guys want a testimonial?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I'm a single dad of 3 boys because I'm a widower. And I, up until my wife passed away, did not have life insurance. She did. And it's been like, as soon as like that happened, I immediately went in and got my own policy as well too. But yeah, it's that has been like one of the biggest, because she passed away like 2 months after we closed on our first house too, and everything. So
life happens when it was unexpected. Yes.
Like absolutely scary and everything too. Like, because not only are you dealing with the loss of your loved one as well too, but also like, how am I going to pay for this house that we're suddenly, you know, in and everything. And that's been covering basically the payments in that regard. Gosh. So
thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
That brings it all to life.
Oh yeah.
And it's hard to bring it to life unless you've experienced it. And we try to help our clients. We never want that to happen,
mm-hmm.
of course.
But God forbid if it does, and there's life insurance in place, mm-hmm. it immediately has an impact on that transition in a good way.
I never even really thought about it myself until that happened.
And you know, Jeff has his 3 young sons, as he was saying. Is that important, Brian? We're talking about the people who are the breadwinners, that makes sense. But what about children? Should they have life insurance policies?
Good question again. It depends, right? It depends on kind of what the breadwinner, how they feel about life insurance for children. It is something that I always talk to with my clients about. And the reasons for it is, obviously, if something happened to that child and they had a life insurance policy on them, it could help pay for funeral expenses and help eliminate that financial burden from the parents. Another really important reason, in my opinion, for possibly having coverage on children is the insurability factor. Because if they take out a policy while they're young, right, they could be insurable at that point. What if that changes in the future when they become adults and they're older? At least they have, it might be a small policy, but at least they have some form of coverage in place already. And so I look at it more from that insurability standpoint. But it can be for both reasons, the death benefit, if something were to happen to that child, or long-term insurability for that.
That makes sense, because obviously, it, as a rule, your premiums that you pay for a policy are less expensive the younger you are for life insurance.
Yeah, that's a good rule. And a lot of it depends on just health, you know, health underwriting. And some policies, some people have coverage that's available through work, where there might not be any underwriting involved, any medical underwriting involved. If you take out a personal policy outside of work, sometimes those do require medical underwriting, where you have to answer some health questions. There might be an exam involved. But there's lots of different types of life insurance. And I'm a believer in, to me, it's not necessarily about what type of coverage you have. It's about having the right amount of coverage.
How do you make that determination? I bet that's tough.
It is. And it comes down to, we walk through your debt situation, your assets, your income. And from there, we can usually come up with the right amount. And is it 100% accurate? Probably not. Because the insurance companies will insure you up to a certain amount. Okay? That doesn't mean you have to buy that amount. But to come up with the total, there's calculators that we use to help determine maybe the right amount of coverage for you. And all we can do is show that to the client, that this is maybe a good range to be in. But then it also comes down to premium too, because we don't want our clients to be insurance poor, where they're that premium each month is a burden. And because what happens then is people might tend to feel like if they need to make cuts, that's a place where we can make a cut. We'll just drop that life insurance. And we don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we have the right amount of coverage for a premium that fits into their budget.
What about the parts to a life insurance policy? You've given me a couple of interesting little statements here about that. Obviously, we know that there's the policy holder, but that's really all I know about a policy. Who else gets involved in this?
Yeah. So you have a policy owner who owns the policy.
Okay.
And in our world, as the agent or the advisor on that policy, that is who we can talk to, whoever the owner of that contract is. Okay. So you typically have an owner of a life insurance policy. Then you have the insured. Who is covered? Whose life is that policy covering? So if Becky has a policy, she could be the owner of the policy and the insured of that policy. Then the third component is the beneficiary. If something were to happen to Becky, who is that policy going to be paid to? Okay, so you have an owner, an insured, and a beneficiary of contracts. And a lot of times the owner is also the payer of the policy. So that in simple terms, those are your parts: owner, insured, and beneficiary of a life insurance contract.
Well, now here's a good point to make. Since I have no children, my beneficiary, I have nieces and nephews, they could be beneficiaries, correct?
They could. They sure could.
And what about, you see this sometimes for people, and it's not necessarily single people, but lots of people do this. They make it to a 501c3 or an organization, a nonprofit, something that they want to support. Can you do that with a life insurance policy?
You sure can. You can make them the beneficiary of a life insurance contract. And when doing that, we just have to get in contact with that 501c3 for the correct titling on the beneficiary form, maybe their tax ID number, but they can definitely be listed as a beneficiary of those life insurance contracts. And it's a way to be charitable after death.
Another thought. You can talk to your clients about lots of things that perhaps they've never thought of, but we are inundated, I think, particularly of television, all kinds of commercials geared toward people my age and a little bit younger. Get your life insurance policy, and the earlier you do it, the younger you are, the better it is. How do you help people sort that out? Because there's just a lot of stuff out there.
It is. One good thing that comes out of all of those commercials, the radio ads, is that it helps get people to think about the importance of life insurance. And hopefully then they come in to us or any other qualified agent or representatives that's out there. Because at the end of the day, our heart behind it all is that you just want to work with somebody you know, like, and trust. If that's us, great. If it's not, find somebody who fills those buckets for you, and just make sure you have the right amount of life insurance in place, because that's the ultimate goal, is make sure you have the right coverage in place.